So I left you with homework. Face Matters is your home. It's homework also. Regards to this Rashi at the beginning of the Sif. We also left one point which I want to clarify in the Ramah about the din of Enoi Ben Yoimer Lechadchila. But since I told you to do the Rashi, we'll focus on the Rashi first, and hopefully we'll get time to get back to that din of Enoi Ben Yoimer Lechadchila. How Lechadchila is the Lechadchila? Okay. The truth is that there's a place where they overlap. So it was an interesting din Torah that I was involved in once upon a time. Okay. So the Beis Yosef brings from the Rashba, the Chabram quotes, Be'ya shenis bash le b'mayim b'kader chalevis. She have a milch and kapat, and you're cooking this egg in the milch and kapat. Parv item, the egg is parv. Mutalos is a zoba sercha tanagarlis. Afila lechatchila. Okay, so you're allowed to take that which was cooked in a milch and kapat and put it into the tarnagarlis. The chaber shita is bishul is mutter, so it's cooked. It's a not barnat, a vatera, and now you want to put it, mix it together with fleishigs. So you're allowed to do it according to the chaber. Avlin is bashla b'keder im boser, but if you cook it together with the actual source of the issue, the boser, vafil b'klipa is also la'ochel achla b'kutach. Even though it still has a shell on it, it's also to eat a b'kutach. Okay. Comes along the Rashba. The Rashba says that when you're cooking the egg directly with meat, the transfer of time from the meat to the egg is not a not burnout. The Rashba was going that not burnout bishul is mut. So in a scenario of not burnout, if you cooked it with meat, a meat flavor, if the meat flavor goes into the egg as a not burnout, the hetera, then you can have it with kutach afterwards. That's a falaf according to the Mechaber, according to the Rashba. But over here, it's not considered not burnout. It's considered a more direct sinas tam, and therefore, it's like, arguably, it's like taking the you have a fleishig pot, has a tom of fleishigs in it, you want to put milk in it directly, that you can't do. Okay. So the Rashba says that in a case where you're cooking it with meat directly, the nesidus tam is not considered a not burnout. Comes along the Taz. Shaklip is a beya bebira menu kevasi. So why is this not considered not burnout? Is that the Rashba? Because the shell of the egg has holes in it. Shadam of Ashla, for example, tips out beya atzav tzvua meosit seva. If a person would cook it together with something which is not clear, something which has a color, you'll see a transfer of color to the egg. So if it would not be menu kevas, why would there be a transfer of color to the to the egg? Must be it's menu kevas. That's why the color transfers. Well, since it's menu kevas, so that's why it's going to be. That's why it's not considered not burnout. It's considered a direct transfer of time. Okay. Then the Rashi says weiter. Okay, also chachamim beitzas afroyach. B'tiru beitzas asura shezu poletas sirah shal afroyach. Muzeh poletas elazeh ba'alma. So what's he referring to? He's referring to the halacha which is brought down in Pei Vav Sif Hei. Beitzas oif tamei shnis bashi mecheres. So you have an egg which it's also. Because it comes, the yotzimina tamei is tamei. So an egg which is produced by a non-kosher bird, the egg is also to eat. And now you cooked your beitzas oif tamei with other eggs. If the egg is still has a chela, the transfer of tam from the egg, which is of a min, which is osir, that transfer of tum, it does not transfer into the other fruit. But if it doesn't have a shell, it does osir. Okay. And you need samachal, timavatl, etc. When he's bashed, the tafsha shall heter, who baits a sheesh by afroyach, an egg which has in it an afroyach. So over there, it says, Mehami's bashal, you feel you made in a clue for. Baits of afroyach does asur, even though it has a shell on. Baits of asura does not asur if it has a shell on. The Ramah adds, I skipped the Ramah. The Ramah said, the dinner bases of Tomei, if it has a klipa, it's an oseris. Vim hi klufa oseris. Vim in the kuva, dinner ki klufa. But if it has a nekev is equivalent as if it had the klipa has been removed. A nekev allows for the direct transfer, and that even a base of surah asus. Beitzah Shreifa is the same thing as the Beitzah Yosef Tomei, because Yotzei Min HaTomei is Tomei, also applies to the Beitzah of a chicken, which is a Shreifa. The egg of the chicken with a Shreifa is also Now there is a Ramah which halacha lemaisa. There's a Ramah which says that there's a Yeshayim which says in Sivav that even Beitzah Asura or Beitzah Shreifa, which we said if it's not klufa is mutter. No, they're machmer on it. Okay, but the Rash was going with the first Shita that we differentiate between a basis of Asura and a basis of Roya. The Ramah brings that there's a Yeshayimrim, which is the Balatrumas, the Balatruma, that he says that even a basis of Asura, which has the Klipa on, Asers, but the Rashi is not going with that. So, but there's such a shita, and that's our minhag l'maisa. So, if you're a person with cook with a beitzah treifa, even though it still has a shell on it, would ask the other food unless there's shisha. Okay, that's l'maisa, but the Rashi is not going with the shita. The Rashi is going with the shita, which the mechaber legs a vek in sifhei, which is. The quote over here that Bargola says is from the Rashba. And the Rashba says that the difference between Beitzah Asura and Beitzah Efroya. Okay, so what's the chilik? So Beitzah Efroya is Boser. Boser has a karech in the sinus tam. So the Shach over here in Pei Vav, Sukkot Yud Zayin, says. So, the froyach is a dead bird. It's an avela, and mele has a kach in the because boser hasn't seen his tam. So that's going to transfer, even though it has a shell on, like we see over here, that there's a transfer, even though it has a shell on. I vetemir fregin. So why is Beitzah Hasura? Why is that mutter? So he says, why is that mutter? Because it transfers only Maya Baalma. That what's transferring is just Maya Baalma. Okay, whatever that means, Maya Baalma. But even though that's true, that Beitzah Asura, when the klipa is on, the trance is only Maya Baalma, which doesn't create a problem. If it's klufa, it asers. And the kuva has the same thing as klufa. Okay? So the Rashba leaves us hanging. So that's the Tassus Kasher. What comes out over here is Zeya Ba'alma. I just want to clarify the word Zeya Ba'alma. The word Zeya over here is not a very clear usage. The word Zeya, which is used in regards to, we'll see later on, the office of steam, etc., that's referring to steam. Zeya Ba'alma is also used, the more uses it in the Sefer Brachos, in regards to the lochas of Orla, the different dinim, the more in case of Mavorchim, says that the bracha you make on the liquor which comes, which you squeeze out of the fruits, is a shahakol, because it's Zeya Ba'alma, and the more shells to the locha by Orla, that by Orla, by the other minim, by oil, and by olive oil, and by grape juice, the liquor which comes out is considered the pre itself, and therefore it has the dinim of Isser on it, and by other fruits, the liquor which comes out is Zeya Ba'alma. So you use lots of Zeya Ba'alma. It's not a steam. It's a liquid, but it means it doesn't have a chashivas of the actual item upon itself. So he's saying that by the basis of Asura, what comes out is this equivalent type of thing. It doesn't have the dinim of the item itself. It's not the item. What it's adding is not the item. That's his point. That's not the item which is us. Which is us. What comes out is Zeya Ba'alma. Okay, now the lashon over here is Maya Ba'alma, which is a little bit different lashon, but that's what he means. Okay.
Now,
okay. Now, Zatataz, I don't get it. The Minei Ubei from the Rashba, there's a theorem. Because that Ramah over there in Pevav said if there's a Nekev, even by Beit HaSur it Asers. Because then we're saying it's not the Zeya Ba'alma which is mixing, it's the actual item which is mixing. In the Moshe, Asers, you need Bitul Peshishin. So there's a Nekev. You just told me over here there's a Nekev. According to what you just said, the whole point is that the klipas abeyas nekuva. For the shafir, for the hachi, mutzav abeyas surah shena pelet and sell azeya. The maishal nekev betel oda, shalem betel oda. So the remark came along. There's a difference between you made an actual hole. But once Rashi told me that the whole shell is full of holes, so what's an afkamina? Okay, so my scientists will tell me there was a semi-permeable membrane and a fully permeable membrane, right? So that's somebody would want to suggest that, right? Somewhere in the conversation over here, right? Okay, but the Taz didn't have that phrase semi-permeable in his lexicon. Zok the Taz, he loved the Pekodesh to Rashba. We're not for the fact that it's the Rashba talking. Nearly the Enekev Abeyah Tumah Talodah. There's no Nekev. So then, okay. There's no Nekev. So now we're good. So that's what Moshe said. There's a difference between a Nekev and no Nekev. Okay. So I still have to be Mazur. Now the question is all the way around. If there's no Nekev, the Talodah. So I understand why the case of Beitzah or Surah doesn't answer unless there's a Nekev. Without a Nekev, there's no Nesidus Tam. With a Nekev, there's no Nesidus Tam. Simple. So I need to Masber, why is basis of Roya Chaser? I need to Masber, why is it over here? Why is it also? So the Taz, Ella Shubalea Perlet, Derech HaKlipa, Midavar Shumamishboy. But there is a din of transferring Tam to the Klipa. So let's call Klipa for now, let's call it like a pot. So the Klipa doesn't have any holes in it, so it's like a pot. There is still, even though a pot doesn't, we don't look at a pot, there's a lot of holes in the pot. I wouldn't say to you, oh, the pot transfers time because it's got a lot of holes in it. Right? You say it's a pot, is a solid. Yeah, yes, that's true that at some level it has holes in it. This table also has holes in it on some level. If you ask your scientist, he'll tell you this table is full of a lot of holes. The vast majority of the table is holes. Right? It's air. Right? But that's irrelevant for our purposes. We don't down like that. So the fact that on an atomic level, that's what how it's dealt with. That's irrelevant. So but even so, even though it doesn't have any holes in it, there's a kayak transfer the sinus down to the walls of the pot. So there's a kayak of the sinus down, transfer the sinus down to the walls of the egg. Okay. Now came along the Rashi and said that look that there's a kayak of the sinus down to the through the walls of the shell, the similar to the walls of a pot. That's when you have something which has a mamish in it, that has a kayak of the sinus down to transfer. Something which is my amount, but doesn't have the kayak to transfer. That's what that's how you would be machalic between all the dinim. Make all the dinim shtim without saying that the beya has a nekiv. Okay.
So there's another svara.
The Taz is saying the egg is as permeable as a pot. Okay. What? So then we differentiate between what we're dealing with. Okay. So the Rashba doesn't say like that. Right? The Rashba comes along and says this nekif thing. So leaving aside how to answer the Rashba from how he stims with the din of the Ramah before. Right? So what's wrong with the Taz's pshat? Why didn't the Rashba, what is the Rashba grappling with that he needs to say that it has a nekif? The Taz is a very good point. Right? That we have something which is a pot, even though it has no holes in it, transfers tongue. So why does the Rashba have a need to say that it has a hole? The Taz is right. So I put the reason why there's an isra of basis of breath answers that which is placed is because there's a transfer of time of the basis of breath through the wall of the egg into the food. Right? And basis is much because it's a different maibal. Fine.
Yes.
Which the Taz is not disagreeing with. So the Taz of Hesber is a fine Hesber. The Rashba is like proving it has, says, yeah, the reason why is because it has a nekiv. The Vaisel is on a nekiv, and he proves it because you see the Matthias, it gets discolored. Like, what's bothering the Rashba? The most affect the Rashba. Right? Now, so let's stop for a second. So the Taz, we understand the Taz has been Masber, the din of basis of Frech, why it's also because the Nasinus Tam goes through the shell into the food. Right? Same thing with Bipat. Now we're Lamdon and we learn Simon Sadihe. We say, one second, it's not by not. There's an Asinus Tam from the Froyach into the shell, i.e., the walls of the pot. For our purposes, the shell and the walls of the pot in the Zalba's house. Then there's an Asinus Tam from the walls of the pot, i.e., the shell, into the food. Well, that's very easy because it's not by not. Be sure. Right? So if all I know is Simon Pei, and I know the counts are called not by not, I say I'm very happy. I can still sleep at night. I have no problem how to sleep at night, right? That's not by not, but not by surah. I'm a big lump, and I know that by not be surah. Somebody told me that Rav Heineman said a line. He said that he'll eat in the house of a person who knows and never learned Yerudei. He'll eat in the house of a person who learned Yerudei and passed and learned it well and took a bechina on it. But the people in between, he wouldn't eat by them, right? That he wouldn't, you know. Right? So the Bible, I know Simon Pei Vav, and I know not for not the Surah, not for not the Deira, and I'm very happy, right? The problem is that the din over here doesn't make any sense. Right? Because over here, it's Basar going through the shell, so it's the time of the Basar into the shell. Time from the shell into the egg, it's not for not the Deira. Now I want to take that and I want to eat it with milk. So it's not for not the Deira. So why can't I do that? My name is the Rashba, but I hold Bishul is okay. So what's the problem? So the Taz has not been Masber, the din that the Rashba is Mekadesh. The Rashba says, no, this is not Barnat. This is actual transfer of tongues, because there's a hole in between. But there's a hole, it's not Barnat. It's not being absorbed into A and then going from A to B. It's going directly from A to C, whatever the letters were, okay? Right? Right? It's going from A into the wall, which is B, from B into the food, which is C. No, it's going directly from A to C. Ah, that's Taka problem.
So
I'm the Rash, but I'm very comfortable with Napranat Tatera, and that even Bishal is Mutter, but this is not Napranat. So the Rash could move to was he wants to accomplish over here that we should he's trying to tell me why I should ask her eating my egg with milk afterwards. Right? That's the Chara. And the Rash says, I'm not comfortable with what the Taz says, because that's Napranat Tatera. But I hold it okay. No, there's a Nekel over here. Right? That's the Chara, the motivation of the Rash.
Right?
So the Taz is saying, the Taz is going along and saying, no, not for not, without getting involved in what we Ashkenazim do because of the Ramah. Right? In the Rashba himself, right, the din of the Rashba, the Taz seems to be comfortable with the din of the Rashba, even though the Taz sees it as a case of not for not. Still din of the Rashba. It's true. Either no nekiv. Right? So that's where the Chavos Das comes along. Right? It comes along the Chavos Das, and the Chavos Das says, one second. So we've been throwing around these words, not for not the Tera, not for not the Surah. We sound very, 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 you know, knowledgeable, etc. Says, Rabbi said, there's another Tanai in not for not. And not for not only works when there's two stages. So there's two, kind of chronologically, there are two steps. But it's happening simultaneously. It's both transfer and comfort happening in real time. And one time, that's not called not for not the day. So, I'm cooking potatoes on the stove, and I'm cooking something next to it, and I picked up this hot piece of meat, and it falls out of my hand, and it hits the outside of the pot.
But still,
it's outside of the pot.
This shiver is good enough.
Oh, so I said, wow, you know, what just happened? So he says, well, flay should come into the walls of the pot. That's from A into B, right? The walls of the pot is B. Flay should come from the walls of the pot into the potatoes. That's from B to C. It's not for not the potato. Right, so my last name is Ben Sassoon, right? You know, that was a good starting name, right? So Mr. Ben Sassoon says, okay, I want to take my potatoes and mix them with sour cream like I always do. I could ask an Asian wife, we like eating potatoes with sour cream, right? So, right? Is that mutter?
And not outstanding.
So the Rashba says, yes, that's mutter. The only reason why I hear it's usur is because there's a hole in the egg. Hole in the shell. But had the shell been complete and not have a hole in it, that's going to be, that's called not for not. There.
So
Zakta Chavos Das, no, it's not.
I'm trying to sell you.
It's not called Nabranat Tetera. Because since it's cooking right now, and you have the heat of everything moving this time, that time goes straight through the walls into the food inside. That's called it went from A to C. So it's not Nabranat. So that even though your name is Ben Sassoon and you're very, very sorry, you're a long robe and all of those things, you still can't eat it with milk. Right? That's what the Chavos Das says. So he says that can't be the Rashba's kasha because he did not want to accept the Rashba even learn a lot like him. The Kipshuta, that's the second time between the Rashba and the Taz. Right? The Taz says a very nice shot. The Rashba says, I'm sorry, it doesn't work.
Why is
it not Rashba? The Taz is calling that's not called not for not. And therefore, that's why the egg, which had meat touching the outside, the egg inside is also. Because since it's simultaneously, it's cooking together, that's not called not for not. The Rashba says, it is called not for not. Oh, there's an egg of argument wrong again. That's possible. The deal between the Rashba and the Taz is good for that deal. Right? The Chavos Das says, no, that's not true. No, that's called not for not. It's not called not for not. And now that that's not called not for not, so what's shot in the rash? So he says another shot in the rash. Let's hold that for a second. Okay? So far, so good. Comes on the base of Fryim and says, no, that is called not for not. And that's what the Piskei Tshuva, the end of Sukkot and Aleph. I'm Sefer Chavos Das, the cause of Oid, Lormina, not for not. B'shas bishul can melva cholav al kadeir shavashim ba dogim kineged aroitzav ba bishul dogim and baser till be the evidence also again for Ashkenazim you can't mix it, but if you mix it it's mutter. No, it's not mutter. It's not napar not. It's not mutter be the evidence because the milk went. There's you're cooking your fish in a liquid, it hit the side of the pot. Here's your pot. Here's the level of liquid. It hit over here, not above, but below, below the water line. So it's connected to right, that we say that the flavor goes straight through the walls into the everything inside. It goes into the fish. It's a transfer of it. If you put milk inside the pot, put milk inside the pot, that's milk for the fish. You mix it with flavors afterwards, it's going to be awesome in the end. Okay. We'll talk about not connected to right in a moment. Unless it's time, but can I get a call of Shinoff will be shown on the Kadera? Lorina the Hami not by not. The Kimon Novel Bashas Abishu, Bishop of Faya, Bakola Kli, Lakumra, Babulam Kusher, who in the Tavshul, Kashmir and Kilon Novel the Tavshul, the Hami Tamech. Okay? Right? What? Okay, by Mitchell is based on Frayim, Kelik, Yerday, Simon Amazine, Bam Satchu, Shehisigalo, the hell of the field of Shas, the Bishop of Mina, not Bernat, I in Shop. By Mash, you the Kabon, the Simon Sadi Zion. Okay. Okay, so the that's not true. It says later in the piece of Tshuva, see what I saw later on in Sadi Zion. So what's in Sadi Zion? So in Sadi Zion deals with the issue of milk or flesh bread. Okay, so that's Sadi Zion, which officially is on slate for a second Seder because one of these years. Right now, if you haven't figured out, there are easier simonim and harder simonim. Right, the Chazanish, the famous Chazanish, right? The Gilyanis of the Chazanish, he wrote on Reb Chaim, he wrote Horus on Reb Chaim. So, when Reb Chaim was published by his sons, it actually came out in 1936. Reb Chaim was lived in 1918. The Chazanish of Reb Chaim was put out in 1936. Put out by Reb Moshe and Reb Elbel together, and they wrote the Hakdama. And they wrote in the Hakdama multiple things, but one thing they wrote in the Hakdama was that you will find in this Sefer so the Chazanich and his Gilyanis were on the side of Dain Lomot Sotzi Kalvas. This is Sugas HaKamuris B'Shas. Like this is, I haven't found the easy ones yet. You know, this is the Chazanich. So we are, I think we, when it comes to Yerdea, we're finding out that the Chazanich at least is right in this Sugi over here, right? Okay, so you're not allowed to make milk of bread because you're afraid you might end up eating inflation. Bread was a staple of life. They ate bread all the time. They can't say bread. So the only scenario you're allowed to make milk of your bread is in a case when you make it with a simen, so that it's in some type of a way that it's made that it looks different. Or alternatively, in a scenario where you're making it it was a davar mu'at, which you would be able to complete it in one meal. So you're having a pan of milk and a meal, you make milk and a bread, you send away your milk and a meal, you finish your milk and a bread, there's no leftovers. Okay. But many times the bread is left over, you'll end up using it for the next meal. The next meal is not milk anymore. So it's only much unless it was shaped in a different surah. So something which is obviously milk, right? Assumption of luck, this applies to not only to the past, but then it was passed over Kistan also. So you want to make milk cheesecake. So why is it mutter? Because it's obvious to people that it's cheesecake. It looks like cheesecake. What do you nowadays, the person say Pasha, now that we've made parva cheesecake so common that maybe people think it's parva cheesecake, you know, you can't retroactively create the gzera. Seichel, you have to have though, okay. It's happened more than once that a person started eating a parva, quote, supposedly parva cheesecake, and really turned out it was really milking a cheesecake. Okay. Comes along, he says, what about the other way around? What about a flesh sugar bread? So you've never heard of a flesh sugar bread, right? You've never heard of it. Like OUD. You ever seen OUF, right? Right? So imagine your name is Rav David Lipschitz. One of the Zifaracha, one of the Sulak Rav, one of the Shivas in Rishachonon. Actually, close, turn off the tape. I had a chavra over there who learned there, and he told me that Rav David's biggest avoider was to get people out of there to other places. Rav David Sulak Rav was a mechutzim with Shiva Reb Chaim, and he used to come to his son-in-law, Rabbi Yamin Stein, for Pesach. So first of all, he wouldn't mish. If a minute had a place not to mish, he wouldn't mish. But one reason why he wouldn't mish is because he had the Masoret. He didn't use milk. Didn't use any milk on Pesach. So they had him. They used to do it historically in Europe. There's people, because of the chashash of chita found in the cholam, etc. They didn't use any milk over Pesach. We keep that minute. We generally do not use new milk over Pesach. We only use milk which is nechla before Pesach. There's any chashash, there was bottle ready and remains bottle. So, and that's where you get your milk for Pesach. Same thing, we got the eggs, etc. But so he would not use that, and he used to make the use. They didn't use butter. They used margarine. They used chicken fat, the goose fat. So you would have like flesh sugar part of the food. But they were flesh sugar. So what about that? Okay. Then he says over here, there's something called a fladen or a pastida. So pastida, you met somewhere along your travels, right? Usually translated as a knish. Good, right? Knish. Why knish? The point is, it has a dough on the outside and it has filling on the inside. Well, the problem is, they used to make this pastida. They used to make it with fat. So now I'm baking my bread in the oven, and I'm baking my pastita in the oven. The bread is part of the shell of the pastita, is part of the teichen of the pastita is fleishig. So I have a problem. Can I bake them together? Right? Can I bake them together? Do I have to worry about maybe some of the fat will melt, run across the walls of the oven and join into the flavor into the bread? So Ein Lefois says shum pas in fladen or pastida betaner. You cannot sefalif tzarizayin sefalif. You cannot bake bread together with these type of things. Chashin shem yosef min hashumen ala pas v'im zov taktov dinu kilu nilish imay. So even if it just moves under it, it absorbs the flavor of the flesh. The flavor, that's as if you baked your bread with shuman, which is the yalla to do. So the way I understand that last part, just simply what you're going to learn, you're going to figure out what is he talking about. So you picture your tanner, the place that the top of the tanner was small. Its goal was to just let out the smoke and the etc. It was made small to prevent loss of heat. That's why tanner was better than a kira, which is the very open kira. You can put a pot on top. You can't put a pot on top of a top. That's the whole point, right? So kira is not as gabi hilchos Shabbos, doesn't have the same din of chaim because it's very open on top. There's room to put a pot on top. Whereas a kira, where a tanner was, so how'd you put the stuff inside? There was an opening in the front with a little tunnel, like you picture, like a little tunnel. So they would bake the fladen in the piyah tanner, so it would be kept separate from where you're putting the bread. Okay. Fine. So now, what are we worried about over here? We're worried about
right now the way that is not the problem. The
star is
found.
Until she can come. Machmas like a pan. So this basically brings this from the Gersa Shri. So Zot of Ephraim, the Rishonim said, I don't understand. What are we worried about? It's not Bernat Nesero. The time goes from the Schumann. So if it's Zop, I understand. Right? Right. So obviously I'm keeping them separate, but the afraid is it might be Zop Tach. So there's two issues over here. There's two potential Napa Nats over here. The one potential Napa Nat is, what if they touch? We pass and they touch, it's a problem. Why is it a problem? It's flavor of the Schumann into the dough of the Kanish, flavor from the dough of the Kanish into the bread. The answer is food. There's nothing not for not by food.
Who cares that he came
before? Right? The Beis Ephraim says, why do you, the Shadim already say that's that chilik? He says, what do you need a chilik of food? It's a Shas Bishul. So there's nothing not for not. So if I suppose had it been a kli, there would have been a din not for not, even though it's Mishas Bishul. Because still, the flavor goes into the kli, from the kli into the other item. And that's for not for not the table. The tam moves through a kli, it weakens it and goes through the kli, even though it's Mishas Bishul. That's, now, there is the next issue of not for not over here. So the Taz says, we're worried about it if it's Zov Tach. So why are we worried about if it's Zov onto the wall of the Tanner? They used to break the bread on the wall of the Tanner. Right? So it's Zov into the wall of the Tanner. Then that flavor then goes to the walls of the, up the wall of the Tanner into the bread. Why are we worried about that? She said, yeah, we're worried about that also. Taz says. Comes on the Prima Gaudim in the Mishmar Tzoyes base. Because you place a hitcher, the my osur a pass. The havi napper not. Vemes kusha tuva kim lozov tachas papas mamish racha belua halechas b'chol ataner. So the Taz says it's a problem. Because place says, what are you talking about? It's napper not. So this is a machlokas between the Taz and the prima gadim crazy place. Is that called napper not? It's there in that situation. I.e. this machlokas. So take a look back over here in Sadihe. A one-liner in the Prima Gaudim in Sifsei Das base. Einshach, v'hochin hu v'varei de'ein chiluk ben klufa len klufa v'imbasser osu d'abnu kevasi v'dad the machrina b'bishol hu adin be'ya b'klipa l'shitoseinu that we're machar b'bishol. So even when you cook it with the klipa, it's going to be a problem. What do it with us? Because it's not for not. But we're not for not for not for bishop. Right? So even if the Taz is right that there's no nekiv, it's a not for not. But we're not for bishop. Okay. Take a look at the Prima Gaudim in the Mishmar Tzoyes base. And Imam says it's Veirish. Ein Tash, because all the Dibirash, Yarmid, they will keep us Beya Mukabis, mean a Mamish Belay, Rachain Perlet. And Yarashba, who will learn the Mukabis, the Lab Hochi, Afim Bosser, Havi Napranat, Tam Echot Beklipa, the Havi Quickly. So the Prima Gaudim in the Mishmar Tzoyes says the Pshat and the Rashba, like we're saying. Right? So the Prima Gaudim says, the Prima Gaudim is very nice, Lishitosu. She says over there in Sadi Zion, I don't see that the case over there of the walls of the Tanner is going to be a problem. It's not Pranat Tatera. So that's a crazy place. It's good kasha. The Taz, Lishitosu, learns that Dr. Chavis Das, that's called, not called not Pranat, because it's Mashas Bishul. She says over there, by the Tanner, I got a problem. Right? If it's going to go, the flavor is going to go into the walls of the Tanner, creep along the walls and not go into the bread, that's not called not for not, that's called not. And that bread is taka also to eat with milk afterwards. So it's called your main flesh of bread. Okay, so there seems to be this machlokes between the crazy placey, Prima Gaudim, seemingly the Rashba, Beis Ephraim, on one side, they said this is called not for not, and between the Taz and Keshem that over there, the Shmuel really question, the Shach agrees with that also. That this is called this Bishan and the Kav is that this is Bishan's Bishul, not called Naprana. Okay. There's people got over there's Mash the Shach holding the Taz. Okay, we didn't really read the Shach over here, so we'll hold the Shach for a second. Okay, so I'm not a swarty, sorry, right? Glass. I am a swarty, plastic. I have a baby bottle with milk in it. Right? Take it and I heat, warm it up in a pot of a pot. Baby bottle with milk inside of it, warm it in a pot of a pot. What's the status of my pot of a pot? What?
Dairy milk.
Yeah, not formula. Right? So it looks like a yacht's lettuce boat. Right? And so, not such an issue, right? But there are scenarios where, you know, obviously, you don't want to get yatzah lettuce boat, but sometimes it happens. You leave it there for too long, and it gets stuck yatzah lettuce boat, and you have to cool it off. Fine. So your baby is safe. I trust you're going to make sure it's not yatzah lettuce boat. Give it to your baby when the temperature is good. Okay. But what's the status of your pot? So I turn to the Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim says, well, there's the time of the milk looks into the bottle. There's the time of the bottle into the water. There's the time of the water into the walls of the pot. So it's Gimel Nesh Tam. Mamash Gimel Nesh Tam. Right? Gimel Nesh Tam, which two of them went to are Caleb. So there's a prima goddam before in Sadi Dal that says that Gimel Nesh Tam, with two of them are Caleb. Without killing your lot of that, you use it for flesh. You can then cook in your power of a pot something which you plan to eat with flesh. Look up kilo. So I want to use this power of a pot to make something which I'm going to serve by my flesh. You know, to be eaten with flesh. No problem. Because it's Gimel Nesh Tam, two of them in a kale. It's a shach in Sadi Dal, Tesvav, and the Prima Gadim speaks out over there in Sadi Dal. Okay. That's if my name is the Beis Ephraim. What about my name is the Chavis Das? So the Chavis Das, right, the Lashon quotes over here, it's Avikil enough for the Tav Shal Avitam Echud. Right, so that seems to be very simple. And what he's saying is that when you have your pot and this thing falls on the outside, it's as if there's the pot becomes irrelevant because Pshat Bishul, we know that there's a kayak of people who have to go through the walls of the pot into the food. We'll see that in Sadi Aleph, but that's, you know, the cases over there, all the cases over there of your taka cooking fleishigs and you have a milk of a spray which flies onto the side of your pot. So over there, it's a kiluch is irrelevant because the pot is hot. So even if your milk cooled off in the air, it's not attached, it's irrelevant. You have a hot pot with milk sitting on the side of it. So with halacha that goes straight through into your inflations and your bus of bakal, you need chishin timabatim. The only shot which we will see and we get along over there is that true, that's what happens, or it's worse. First, it goes into the walls of the pot and mixes with basa b'cholav. It makes all of the bli on the side of the walls of the pot basa b'cholav. And now you need shishim, not connected the teepa. You need shishim connected all of the blue in the pot. But that much for sure, it goes through into the pot. And your pot has you need bitl. Do you need bitl connected the teepa? You need bitl connected all of the walls of the pot. Sari out, right? So that's that thing over there, Sadi Aleph. It goes straight through. So over here, it goes straight through. Okay, so your milk is being cooked in your power of a pot.
It's on the ish, or it's the fusion?
On the ish.
The bottle's in the pot. Oh.
Yeah. But to some Klimishan, it's the same for this purpose. Well, okay, right. Well, let's.
Klimishan is Bishop, but you wouldn't have the Chavis Das for the
Kli. Only for the. Pashas, that's called Klimishan, not called Klisheni. because it's in the, you put it into the klibishol, it has a karka bishol. Pashas of the chavas dashas bishol means al eish b'shoriz applies, right?
Okay, so you have a milchiga. Your mama should cook milk in your pot.
So, okay, but it's hetera. It was part of a pot.
Yeah. Okay. Now I want to cook in it later on something which is far to eat with patience. For I can't do that. I can't cook in a
milch kapat.
It's not for that. I can't cook a kilo bishul al das to eat it with because in macabre I can't do that. Right.
Right.
One.
If flesh or pot, then milk would be awesome. Right, according to Chavis Das, the bottle becomes irrelevant. Okay. Person has an urn, part of an urn. Assuming it just has one wall, doesn't have multiple walls, right? Okay, you know, right? Has one wall. Some flesh splatters onto the side of the urn. So the water inside is milk of the water, right? Except for shishim, then it helps you for your walls as well. If there wasn't shishim, so what is it? So, according to Brian, it's not bar not. Right? Okay. Now, I want to. So that water you cannot make coffee with that water. Can't make coffee. Make coffee. Can't make coffee with oh, that's to put milk in it. I drink coffee black, but the average. I don't think you can come without sugar either, so like I'm stomping with sugar. Right, but for the average human being who has milk and sugar together with some coffee, right, so now what? So that water you can't use. Posh it, right? What about, let's empty that water out. It happens on Shabbos. That, I clean off the outside of the pot. Well, I hardly muggle the electric urn.
Next Shabbos, I want to set up the urn.
Right. So, according to the Beis Ephraim, the little part, that little spot on the side, look, it's Eina Ben Yomo. It's the flesh part with Eina Ben Yomo. Right? But there at the same time, there was all this water, which was really powerful, not for not. So you have this powerful water going into the wall saying power, 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 eventually going into the wall saying flashing, flashing, flashing. So long as your water is shishim, you're very happy camper. Right? If there wasn't shishim, what's the ikar bliya? The ikar bliya power of flashing? We have to figure that out. My name is the Chavis Das. I said, no. It went all the way through. It made, if there wasn't shishim, it made all of the water flashing of water. You cooked flashing inside over there. So I have flashing inside my pot. This is a flashing pot. Right? So, it's any banyama. So am I allowed to put it up next week, Shabbos, to maybe to have coffee? So we said yesterday that even any banyama is not with kapila. Right? That's why I said the other didn't ties into like it ties to the sugars together. So that's actually Mr. Barua. Hilchos Pesach. The guy be Hilchos Kli Chometz. That even my Kli Chometz Eina Ben Yomo is heter, but the Gabi Chumrah one, we have a rule: Stam Kli Eina Ben Yomo doesn't apply by Chometz. By Chometz, we're cautious that it was. I have to know Vaday that it was Eina Ben Yomo. Okay, and then he says that Kamalkum Lachachila Ein Lahater. The case over here. Film you do a little Eina Ben Yomo, you can't do the Eina Ben Yomo Lechatchila. Chochmas Adam, Klal Memches, Sin Beis, cannot do Eina Ben Yomo Lechatchila. There is a Bir Hagroa, which over here is a cut. You always seem to say you can do Eina Ben Yomo Lechatchila. And this thing over here, if it was any ben yomai, it's noyin hetel chachila lochim amun hasheni, which the lashon of the Rama sounded like once you made it, you can go the chachila and mix it. Step number two, but not step number one. You look at lashon the gra is mashma that. It sounds like you can do with the chachila. Okay, the Chacham Zadar makes a pshara.
Yeah, and he says like this.
So the first simon dealt with it in upper not. You cannot cook it into the chachila. Your flesh should get in a pot in order to eat it with milk. That's the time of Gamazos. Nearly dim ein lo kli acher le chamim boy. Yes, this we call the heart. Leave it fill the chachila. Kim the katarti. No, some time leave gam. But some time burn. Some time. Okay. So that much is true. Now it's already. It's not. There's the placing of water. Put the time into the walls. The walls are putting time into your new water, and it's not burn out. So if you have another option, it's available. The Sefer Yisavahetra says no, it's not mutter to do that. It's only if you already made it in the Enem and Yomah pot, then you're allowed to go mix it the chachila with your milchiks. Nearly the main lekliacher v'efshar l'hashil have a bit of yevet. So that's the hakra which the Chacham Zadar goes, which we go with. So I had interesting then Torah. You need the Rehanim's line was right. Okay. Shabbos, person's children is drying out. So the person doesn't have an urn. The neighbor has an urn. Assume their urn is power. He says, okay, no problem. I'll take some. But it hasn't dried out yet. If it dried out, it's more complicated. But let's say it hasn't dried out yet. I want to take. The luck is the Hagos is also Aleish. If it's a Mavusha called Tzarkin, it's not Aleish. There's a Magamish, which is Machmer. But it's only if you're doing Shem Hagos Amamish. Pouring water in is considered an act of, it's not considered an act of Hagos Amamish. The nature is when you add water, it sort of mixes together. That's not your Kavana. It's not a problem. It's not Aleish. So let's take my Cholent pot off of the fire. Take some hot water from the urn, pour the hot water from the urn into the cholent pot. I add the water, cover it back up, put it back on the fire. No problem. I had das for chazara. It went from mikli to the kli, which we passed into the avodas mutter. Everything is very wonderful. We're very, very happy, right? There's a better yard that says you can't move it into a kli in between. Yarna says that you don't have a problem with Tzadini Chazorah, you're probably not Tzadini Bishul. Because since Klisheni is Enema Vashul. So if I pour the, from the urn into the cup, it went from Klisheni to Klisheni. So that water doesn't have a Krechel Bishul. Now I put it into the cholent, put it back in the fire, it regains a Krechel Bishul. So that losing Krechel Bishul, kilo, it was this car air, instead of it pulled off, and yes, Bishul Krechel Bishul by Mayim. Okay, so this fellow wanted to mock on that sheet. So he had a great idea. Take the pot off of the fire and put it directly under the urn and get the water go straight from the cremation of the urn into the pot in his neighbor's urn. So the neighbor wasn't home. The wife said, no problem. He comes in with this cholent pot, does it like that. He holds it very close to the urn and the steam, as it comes up, all the steam from the cholent pot, and you start pouring hot water into the cholent, what's going to happen? You get this big push of steam that comes onto the urn and makes the urn inflation. Hot steam, hot urn, large amount of steam. Direct. There was no gap in time for the steam to cool off. Okay, wonderful. So now you have a Fleischiger urn. Now, comes back the neighbor and the owner of the urn and says, "You're a mazik. You're a mazik because the whole reason why I have an urn is they have a cup of coffee Shabbos morning." And I had a cup of coffee Shabbos morning, because now it's made into a fleshy kabat, which is also the chasil to cook, and you'll tell him in your mind to be able to make a cup of coffee with milk. So he took him to a dinner.
So I was one of the other.
So Abba asked him from Shalom Shapiro. And Rav Shalom was laughing so hard from the Dintari, he almost couldn't pass on the Shalom. He said, like, I think he did it more B'Tzad the Shekav kind of the Dintari than B'Tzad.
So it's partial, the most reason why he left Chayav to pay. First, I mean, it was a stupid move. You have no right to be mocked when you're a Shidus Rabbeinu Yarno. Right? So in order to, you know, mess up somebody else's urn. But, okay. But,
let the mazik, the cholo donor, tend to the groz right. It's mutzal chachil to make coffee out of it. So I'm chayv kimli that the groz right. So you're allowed to make. You want to make
coffee? Yeah, that's your problem. I'm not going to pay for that.
Is it called hazik? There's multiple reasons why it was a nice tumult in yeshiva for a few days. Because yeshiva bachurim have nothing else to discuss, right? But according to the Chacham Zadon, there's mutter. You don't really have another option. You start borrowing other people's urn. It's not very difficult. They need their urn. Buy another urn. That's called the. He's saying that's called b'di'evit. You're not going to buy another urn. So even according to the shita which holds it, it'd be mutter. So even without the grah, it's going to be mutter. It's called a b'di'evit. It's the Chacham Zadon. B'di'evit is mutter. So I don't want to make up the Chacham Zadon. So that's already your business. So, okay. No, because the liquid itself has a tom in it, which you can't mix milk with. That doesn't change anything. There's the Teresant, you should know. There's a Chazon Ish, which would also play out a role in here. Give me 2 minutes. It's a fascinating Chazon Ish, which we haven't, which we will touch on later on in Sif Gimel when we deal with sinks. What's the status of the water coming out of your urn, the water coming out of your faucet? Is that called, is that water called Tishani or Fimish? What's the Shaila? The Shaila like this, it's even beyond that. I have a Kumish and I take it over the fire according to cliche. That's called cliche. I have a machine which allows me to remove the water from while it's on the fire. So it's not that the walls are being mechamimit. We lost the walls being mechamimit. The fire is being mechamimit. So I put a big thing over there. We have the spigot. And there's fire beneath. I open the spigot, and the water goes from on the fire into the cup. That's called kibishim. Because it's coming not that swore the clean shiny cools it, because you don't just makamim moist and the dove is makamim, so if you're part of the clean shiny, you don't have to be makamim while it's once it's sitting in the clean shiny. You lost that, but that's not true. He says when it's aleish, so that's it could be the water there. Even according to the Ben Yarn is now when that's nifsak, that moment the car would talk about coming. He also remains in the clear, so it's clearishin. It's clearishin that you took off of the ash. Clearishin took over the Kamim of Asher. So the Gabi Shabbos, he always had another cup, according to him. The whole clearishin is mutter. You need three cups, according to the Chazanish, to make clearishin. Right? Because the first cup is clearishin. You know, he holds no chilek. So it's the gay by your faucet. So you have your hot water heater, the boiler, and it goes through the pipes all the way to your faucet. That's all called klibishin. So even karnas is called irik klibishin. It's irik klibishin. According to him, it's not irik klibishin because it's attached to the fire while it's burning. So it doesn't lose the different klibishin. Even in the cup, it's called klibishin. So anyway, so that chumra of the Ben Yarno wouldn't even apply over here. So it was an interesting case. Okay.